Yeah, we're very excited to be able to have a grand reopening at Layer Park. We're very proud of what we've accomplished there, and also proud to say that, you know, we've taken away a potential hazard to the community. Fortunately, we have no reports of anybody becoming ill because of what we discovered there, but the grounds there at one point in time, a while back, was a shooting range. And for whatever reason, the EPA had come through there and had not determined in prior visits that there was any hazard. But in 2015, we discovered that there was a larger amount of lead in the ground than is recommended. And so we immediately closed the park in December of 2015. And since then, we've taken out approximately 6,000 tons of soil. We took out a number of trees, gotten that land completely cleaned up and ready to be used by the community, planted a bunch of new trees, installed all new playground equipment, new fall zone protection, new basketball court, new paving in the parking lot, and we're very excited to invite the community to take advantage of this community gem now.
I think your future renovations, you still want to look at the ball diamond there and some work to be done?
Yeah, that's one of the few things we weren't able to accomplish just yet. You know, all of our communities face resource challenges, so we did as much as we possibly could with the limited funds available to us. And we're excited to say that we're not going to stop with what we've already accomplished. There is a baseball diamond there that we want to renovate. Our goal is to maybe create a neighborhood team or a community team or invite one of the local club programs to take full utilization of that facility so that, you know, it becomes a regular activity. Because unfortunately, over the past 2 years, the residents have had to go somewhere else for their parks and for their recreation. We want to make sure the community fully understands that this is now open and available, and the township wants to work with them to make it a community resource.
So I was down there today looking for neighbors to talk to about the reactions to the park opening up, and some nearby neighbors said they're very excited about it and the renovations that have been done, but they were concerned about some activities that were taking place in the past before, and I think residents were worried about dogs not being on leashes and maybe some minor drug activity that were taking place.
Well, it's an unfortunate snapshot of our society that regardless of where your community park is located, if there's a shelter, if there is open ground, there's an opportunity for anyone to come in and misuse those facilities as much as they could use them properly. So it's incumbent on a community such as ours to make sure that our police department properly patrols and monitors activities. But it's also, I want to make sure we get the word out, it's incumbent on the residents to share these stories so that we know where to focus our attentions, because clearly, again, being resource constrained, our police department can't be everywhere at all times. So we need to know when we see suspicious activities and we see activities of, you know, dogs out on the roam and people not monitoring their pets or what we think is suspicious activity, whether it be drug-related or other, or just, you know, general nuisance. So, you know, we don't want to see our parks being abused or violated or vandalized. The community has to be engaged to help us out, but whenever we reopen a park and whenever we have an open park, we're consistently going to send patrols through there to make sure that those residents that do want to come there for the right reasons feel safe and protected.
So I've been in the neighborhoods probably about 30 years, and while I live kind of at the other end of Cordell, do you know the process for renting out that shelter?
Yeah, we do have a reservation process, so you would want to start by going to the MiamiTownship.com website, clicking on the parks to see all the different parks that are available. Each one of our parks has got a shelter. Most all have a shelter and reservation system to them. We're going to be doing a lot in our park system. One of the reasons why I decided to become a trustee was to make sure resources got pushed back toward the neighborhoods. There's really been a misconception that the township has really been all about business for a few years. We're there for our residents, and getting back to the parks and the kickoff of the layer is just one start. But yeah, you go to MiamiTownship.com, you click on, I believe you just go to the Parks Department, and you can find the mechanism to reserve the shelters. Very economical price, I mean, but it is not first come, first serve. It's not squatters' rights. They do have a reservation system. And clearly, if no one has reserved it, then they're open for your use. But if someone comes along with a reservation, we ask everybody to be civil and follow the process.
Well, great. Again, it's a great space, and I know a lot of people are excited to have Layer Park reopened. We've been speaking with Miami Township Trustee President John Morris. John, thanks for your time, and good luck with the future of the township and Layer Park.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on.